their beliefs about things. And hopefully, if we were able to talk, after a while we would get to the point where we would be able to have a respectful dialogue about our beliefs. And sometime in that dialogue, I would ask you or your friend something like, would you consider for a moment if it's possible that the resurrection of Jesus is not like a fairy tale or a myth, and that there's some really good historical evidence that points to the likelihood of Jesus' physical resurrection. And I might point you to one of the claims, like the claim that he was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. Now, if the disciples or Jesus' followers made up this story and just created this legend and wanted people to believe that Jesus actually rose from the dead when they didn't, why would they identify a tomb in Jerusalem that could be located and searched? Because Joseph of Arimathea was fairly well known, and you could figure out where his tomb was, and people could go there and disprove the claim that Jesus was resurrected just by opening up the tomb and showing the body. And if the disciples were writing a legend, it's very unlikely they would have used Joseph of Arimathea's name, because he was a member of the high Jewish council that actually condemned Jesus to death, though in the accounts we have, Joseph didn't agree with that. But if they made up the story, they wouldn't be likely mentioning the name of someone on that council that condemned Jesus to death. And then there's probably a bigger problem, in a sense, in that the first witnesses to the empty tomb were women. And if the disciples were making this up, and they really wanted people in Jerusalem to believe it, they would certainly not have made women the witnesses of the empty tomb. Christian philosopher William Lane Craig, who studied the historical evidence for the resurrection for 2 years, writes, "In patriarchal Jewish society, the testimony of women was not highly regarded. In fact, the Jewish historian Josephus says that women weren't even permitted to serve as witnesses in a Jewish court of law." Now, in light of this fact, it's remarkable that the early church proclaimed that women discovered Jesus' empty tomb. Any later legendary account would certainly have made male disciples like Peter and John discover the empty tomb. So the fact that it is women rather than men is best explained by the fact that they were the chief witnesses to the empty tomb, so that the gospel writers faithfully record what would normally, in that culture at that time, have been an awkward and embarrassing fact. And then there is the testimony of the hostile witnesses, or people who were against Jesus and his disciples. And if they were against Jesus and his disciples, then surely they could have gone to the tomb and found the body and proven this Christianity thing was a big lie. But the account that the enemies of Jesus spread through the soldiers who guarded the tomb was, "Tell people his disciples stole the body." Why would they say that if the body was still there? Now, all of these facts don't actually prove the resurrection, but they do beg the question, what's the best explanation for the empty tomb? And I would, at that point in our conversation, want to ask you, so what do you think of this? Do you think that it's possible that maybe the resurrection, Jesus' physical resurrection, really happened? And if that's a question for you, I have a resource that I want you to take home today that I'm going to tell you about in just a moment. It's the same resource I'm going to offer to those who are Christians who actually believe in the physical resurrection of Jesus here today. And Christian, you believe that Jesus physically rose from the dead. You celebrate that his resurrection means that you get to experience eternal life when you die or when Jesus returns. But might you have slid into a belief that God doesn't do miracles anymore today? And I find that I can sometimes slip into, maybe not consciously coming to that belief, but living like that. And I think one reason that I've done that is I've seen these faith healers on TV who claim that everyone can be healed if they just only have enough faith, and then they do their thing, and I read about what happened afterwards, and I find out lots of people aren't healed. Lots of people are hurt by the promise that if they only had enough faith, they'd be healed. And so I don't want to go anywhere near that, but sometimes, like, might we go too far the other way so that we don't think God can do any miracles, anything today? And I was convicted of that in my own life recently when I was listening to the CD that I want to invite you to take home today, The Case for Miracles. And so it looks like this somewhere on my little thing here. It's nothing spectacular the way it looks, but I want to invite you, first of all, if you don't believe that the resurrection really happened, or if you maybe struggle with believing that God does miracles today, to help yourself to one of these that's on the table by the front doors on your way out. And this is not like a message of some preacher saying you just gotta believe in miracles. It's the account of a guy who went and investigated the reliability or the of miracle accounts and went and did some thorough research into it and went and found verification for miracles that have happened today. And so I'd invite you to go take a look at that or listen to that. And you can listen to it in your car or at home. It's like 45 minutes long. I listened to it in one day of driving around. And just open your eyes to the possibility and mind to the possibility of God still doing miracles today. Now, I know there might be some of you here who have prayed for a miracle in your life for a long time and it hasn't happened. And this CD also addresses that, because sometimes God chooses not to heal. And the author interviewed a man whose wife was dying of a rare disease and talked with the man about how he still had faith in God, even though God chose not to heal his wife. So there's a lot in there that can lead you to a lot more discovery. And we just want you to leave today with something more than you came with. So we have the CD Case for Miracles, or if you're more interested in the resurrection, there's also the CD Case for Resurrection on the table at the back before you leave today. But for today, I hope that you have experienced some encouragement in our time together, and I want to pray for everyone here, and then I just have a couple of announcements. So let's pray together. Lord God, we have seen and heard a lot today. And you have seen and heard us. Every person in this room, you know personally. You know us better than we know ourselves, and you know our deepest needs. You know our struggles. You know where we are at in belief. And I pray, God, that you will further reveal yourself to all of us through what we might have heard or seen or experienced today, or as we continue to seek you for our lives as we move from this day. And so I pray for a blessing on each person here. I pray that you will minister to their hearts. I pray you would reveal yourself. I pray that you would address doubts and that you will give hope to those who might be hopeless or deeper faith to those who are struggling. And we thank you that we can celebrate a resurrection day, and not just the idea of resurrection, but the reality of it. And we praise you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.